Okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam, Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches. God's help, we'll finish the chapter.
God's help.
So with God's help,
God's
we have
help
to
you
say.
Won't ask any questions.
Okay, if you recall, we said, who do we prefer to redeem, the Ma'aser Sheni, the owner or a non-owner? The owner. However, if the non-owner outbids him by a pruta on the Karen, even though the owner could theoretically pay more with the Chomesh, then they say we go with the bird in the hand. And the reason wasn't said yet, we said it, but now we're going to see why, because there's tricks you can play. And therefore, you can play tricks only with the Chomesh, the fifth. You can't play tricks with the Karen.
No,
so therefore, we prefer to take the Karen, even though it's a penny more, it's a guarantee.
By the way, I was thinking this yesterday when we finished. This is the same way we calculate margin. Give you accountant. This 25%
margins.
When you calculate the margin on what you're making on the product, on the sale, it's the same calculation.
Okay, could
20% margin is basically you add up a quarter.
Okay, fine. So we're going to now talk the next few halachas are going to deal with types of, and the word is called ha'arama. Ha'arama means deceptions, but it's not as bad as what's called mirma. Mirma means it's not even permitted at all. This is the Torah acknowledges you can do this.
Is that Lavan?
Well, not so close, yeah. So these haramas are allowed. Now again, there's the letter of the law. Yeah, it's like the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Certainly the spirit is to give your misers and your Karen.
That's the spirit.
All right? But the Torah, the way the mitzvah was worded, clearly Hashem enabled the people, just like we already know for miser. If you don't take it through the threshold of the house, you could be munching away on snacks till there's nothing left of it. So there's,
that's,
you know,
the best.
Okay, but what Hashem is giving us free will choice to do things the way we want to, not that we're forced to. Okay, so let's see some of these tricks. I don't know what the English calls them, not tricks, I probably have deceptions. I don't know if it's
guile.
Okay, G-U-I-L-E. Guilefully. All right, let's see what's going on here. Okay, see, and he says mutter. Sorry, the word mutter. It's permitted. It's permitted. Mutter laharim al pidyon masro. You may act guilefully with the redemption of your maaser. Kate said, let's have an example. Omer adam livno ulavito hagidolim. A person says to his adult sons and daughters, ula avdo ivri, or to his Jewish slave. Okay, hey lecha esamonis. Here, have some money, ha'ela. Here, it's a gift, $100. Uptei lecha, and redeem for yourself. But hena meiser, the meiser, and you redeem it instead of me. So now he's not the father. An adult son is not under the father's domain. So now what's going to happen? So the son will redeem it. And that definitely there'll be a Karen is going to go to Yerushalayim. He's going to eat it, right? But there's no Chomesh. And most likely the son will just let the father keep the, will eat the stuff. So it's going to stay in the family.
There's no attribution rules.
Right. Okay, so that's, and you're doing that. Why? Kadeshal Yosi Chomesh. You don't have to give an extra Chomesh because it's a separate individual doing that. Avalo Yomela, but don't say it in a way that it could be construed as you're a shaliach for me, a messenger. Pidei Levahen, redeem it for me with these coins. You know, I'm giving you the coins, but redeem it for me. Can't do that. And if he says this language, it also can get you out of it. Pidei Li Mishalach, redeem from me from which that is yours. Ainamosi Chomesh. You don't have to add a fifth, because again, here's the money, and it's your money. And you can redeem it for me. Somebody else, you know, if a stranger walks and says, hey, man, I'll redeem it for you, that's okay. And you don't pay a fifth because he was not appointed as a shliach.
Where the money's coming from.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's what you can do within the family, within the household. But there's certain people you can't do it because they're under your control. test. You can't give money to your minor sons or daughters to redeem. Or your Canaanite slave or maidservant, they take Shiyonim Kiddo, their hand is his hand. It's just an extension of his hand. So it's you're doing it anyway.
So Jewish slave, that doesn't.
Jewish slave is not. You don't own a Jewish slave. You just have the hours of work. A Canaanite slave you own. That's the difference. Now here's an exception, sort of, to the rule, or unique case. Now, Nosan, he can give L'shifchas so ha'ivriyah. To his Jewish maidservant. Now, by definition, a Jewish maidservant must be a ketana. Because one of the ways she goes free is when she reaches the age of 12. So it only is a case where she's a ketana. And now you can give her money. And now, of course, she is not your, you don't own her. She's not your kid. So she's a separate person. But remember, a ketana, you got some issues here. We'll see in a minute. We'll see. Imaiser Shani. So if we're dealing with rabbinic Meiser Shani, could go, for example, what would be a case of rabbinic Meiser Shani? Can show you Ma'atzi Shenanakov from a flower pot that didn't have a hole in it? So that chi of Meiser Shani is only to Rabbanon. And if he gives her the money to do it, then Dvarav Kayamim, the words will work. In other words, for her to do it, give her the money, and she does it on her own. It works. Now, what's the issue over here? Well, we'll see. She's a ketana. What do you know about the law of a ketana? Now, or a cotton, a minor. Can a minor receive something from an adult halachically? Will there be a legal transaction if I give a minor?
Yes,
because it's called das acheres machnelo. We have the other adult's mind. Is making the Kenyan. So that's that
way.
But you can't give it back. So here's the problem. The man can give the money to Shifra, Alma Ivria. He can give her the 9-year-old the money. She can have it. Problem is, she can't redeem biblically, but she can redeem rabbinically. So therefore, vein a katan zoich l'chem, but a katan sha'amah ivriya ketana, because an amah ivriya by definition is a ketana. That's the only way she is that. Vein a katan zoich l'chem, and a katan can't give to others, el except, but there's only something that's rabbinic. So therefore, to redeem is like you're giving back, so to speak. So only if it's rabbinic, maiser sheni, can this thing work with the,
so on the olives,
girl?
On the grapes, on
yes,
the wheat.
Yes,
no,
anything that's
that,
right, but only rabbinic things.
Is there a permission in that anyway?
No, because it's a separate person.
No, but even.
I don't know. So well, I imagine
point?
It is. Rabbinically, you have to give. Rabbinically, you have to give a chomesh.
Sure.
Normally, rabbinically, you give a chomesh. Because then why would you do this, right? Okay, one more trick coming up, guys, in Yud. Right? How about this one? There's another way to get out of the whole thing. Give somebody the grain to somebody before he, while it's tevel.
Yeah.
All right? So now there'll be no problem. V'chein marim. Now, see, what option can we not do? I can't give you the grain because you're not allowed to give grain away, right? Meister Shani, we said you can't.
Once you've already separated,
you can't give it. So that would have been why don't we say this one? Give your grain to somebody else, Mayashani, and now you redeem it. I'll take my grain, give it to you, and I will redeem your grain. Can't do it because I can't give you the grain. That's why that's not an option. But here, what you could do, if I give it to you while it's tevel, I can give you that grain. And then you will separate it, then I will redeem it. And that's Yud. You can trick and give the fellow all the grain while it's Tevel, and he separates it. The Omer knows, and then the giver afterwards says, Hare aperis elo, these fruits that now belong to Shelley, mukhul al moshavais, they are now redeemed with my money that I have.
Doesn't he then have the rest of the...
Yeah, he also has the rest of the stuff.
Well, listen, the guy can give it back. Remember, he can always give it back. I'm giving. He's making a shtick with the guys. It's matan al menas
la'asu. Don't give it to a
cop. Yeah, but this is
The Torah allows you to do it.
I'm giving it to you, and then after you separate, I'll redeem, and then you give it back. Give me everything else.
That's matan al menas la'asu. It's a matana. Matana the kish to take it back.
But if you say that up front, isn't?
Listen, if you say like this here, let me give you the. I'm going to give you the grain. I'm giving you the grain now. And I'm sure he's going to, first of all, you see, one hand can scratch my back,
I'll scratch yours.
Here, I'm going to give you all my tevel, and you're going to give me all your tevel, Shelly. And now I'm going to redeem your tevel, and you're going to redeem mine. You know, I'm going to give you 100 of my apples, and you give me 100 of your apples. You separate 10 apples, I say to it, I'll redeem yours, and you redeem mine. Shalom al Yisro.
Does it actually change hands if it's unconditional?
It doesn't have, yes, for sure. Matana, Manas, Asr is a matana. So that's a clear way to do it.
What about the etrog?
You're allowed to do that. And it's yours. It has to be yours to be Yosef.
But if you say you have to give it back to me after.
You said that.
Yeah, but if you don't.
If you say you have to give it back to me after.
But it's still considered you own it.
For the time you have.
Still considered you own it.
Even though you stipulated
it. Doesn't matter. Let's continue another example of this. Yudal, Shnei Achim, let's say two brothers, or Shnei Shutfim, or two partners. It could be Avu Bno, father, son, but not necessarily has to be. Potin Zelazeh, Meister Shani. Each one can redeem the other one's portion. Right? Kadesh Yosef, not to give a chomesh. Because when we're partners, so at the end of the partnership, I get half the crops.
You get half the crops.
Now I'll say, so I'll redeem yours and you redeem mine.
How many people actually paid this?
You know what? I don't know.
Why do you put all these rules in here?
Let's try to understand something. Is anybody really losing anything here if I don't give chomesh? It's not like a question of giving chomesh to a Levi.
But Jerusalem's...
It's just, are you going to eat more in Jerusalem or not? That's wrong.
Jerusalem's economy is losing.
They're getting plenty of economy already. They're getting, everyone has to bring the Karen. Yeah. That's a tremendous amount. That's a whole Israel is going there, spending all their Karen. Forget about the Chomesh. All right? That's a tremendous amount. 10% of the gross national product is, well, not 10, is it 10? Yeah, 10% of the gross, maybe 9.7, whatever, of the gross national product is being spent in Yerushalayim. That's a heck of a lot of money. And on top of all the korbanos that are brought in the Yerushalayim, and the bikurim, and all their kinds of things, it's a tremendous amount. So therefore, really, at the end of the day, who's losing out? Okay, Rabbi Yerushalayim. It's not... It's hectish. Okay, so you're not getting...
So this is where the restaurant business really had its heyday.
Well, the homeless isn't going though. It's still being spent like everything else in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's yours, and you're spending it yourself. So a lot of people might... So it could be if a guy had a tremendous amount, and he didn't want to have to spend that much money. You know, let's say it's like he's got a few tons of apples. Okay, 25% more is a lot of money, and that could be the difference between profit and loss.
Let's say it was $1 million worth of apples.
You know, so now $250,000. You know, that could be his margin of profit. So it's again, if you really b'teach b'shem, you do it all, and it'll work out. But nobody really is losing. That's the point. And so therefore, they're more lenient than that. All right. So there's two brothers. Yeah, we did that. Isha shichnisa labama. So what if a woman gets married, and as she comes into the marriage, she brings things, and guess what she brings in? 50 apples of Meister Shani. Now, when she goes into the marriage, something she brings into the marriage, the husband gets to have, but not those 50 apples, because remember, it's right away, it belongs to Hashem, this money. Yeah. Right? Commissioner was saying. So now, lo kanabal, the husband does not acquire it as she comes into the marriage. He's now, even though he's a husband and she's a wife, but in terms of the apples are concerned, they're her apples and they're not his at all.
Well, they're really no God's apples. They're not hers.
I understand, but they're hers under her control, right, and it's God's apples. Lafigo, therefore, impado, if the husband redeems it, ain't a mosif chum. She doesn't add a fifth either. Mm-hmm. Even though he's married to her, but he's not an extension of her in this way, at least. Okay, let's move on now. Now, what happens if a guy refuses to pay the Karen? Let's say a regular case now. I redeem 100 apples, $100 worth of apples. He refuses to play the chomesh. He redeems the apples. Okay, the apples are $100, so I've got to give 125. What does he do? He takes 100 out of his pocket. Yeah. He separates my share. Okay, I'm now redeeming it, and here's $100. Where's the other 25? I'll get around to it.
Yeah, he never gives it.
All right. So now, Yudbeis, Hapoida Maaser Sheni, a guy who redeems Maaser Sheni lots for himself. Vinosan is the carrot, and he paid the carrot. But Lo Nosan Es HaChomesh, we didn't give the fifth. Afal Pi Sheni HaChomesh, even though not giving the fifth does not hold it back. Okay, if at the end of the day, if you don't give the fifth, you can still take the carrot and eat in Yerushalayim. It doesn't negate the sanctity transfer.
You've done,
in other words,
the
kedusha transfers to the karen, to the $100. You owe 25, but it doesn't undo what happened. So even though it doesn't hold it back, but guess what? Varei nischalel, and the crops have been, what was the word we used? Profaned.
Yes.
They're no longer holy. But still, the rabbi said the following. Lo yochal, he may not eat even one apple. And Shitan HaChomesh, it literally pays the other fifth. Because if we don't do that, he'll never end up paying the fifth.
Shabbos.
And even on Shabbos, he can't eat an apple. And say, please let me eat it now, and after Shabbos, I'll redeem it. No, Gzeres Shemishim, he may be negligent. Velo Yitan, and will never give it. So if we don't allow him to eat anything, he won't be negligent, and he won't do it.
Once it's redeemed, can he sell it?
You can't sell.
Can't sell.
What, the apples?
Well,
oh, the apples.
Apple.
Sure, you could.
He can't eat.
It works. But
could he sell them if he can't eat them? Yeah, that's.
No, but he can't.
How can he sell it if nobody can eat it?
No, yeah. If he can't eat it, then he can't sell it,
can't
right?
Sell them?
I think that was another way. He just sells them.
Well, can't eat them. Can't eat them.
He can't do anywhere.
Okay, now we're going to the last couple of halachas, going back to exchanging money for money. The redemptive money for other money. Generally speaking, we don't want to do that, right? We make certain exceptions, but generally not. So we discuss more exceptions, yes or no?
Large notes.
Yes, so most Meister Shani. So let's say you have money that's already redeemed Meister Shani. Imrat Zot Sarfim, if you want to exchange them for a much higher quality money, it'll be less money for you to shape, take, but it's a much better quality. For example, Bedino Rezov for golden coins. To lighten the load. Golden coins, you don't have to take that many as silver coins. And it could be as a lot. You don't make a big schlep. Mitzorfim, he may exchange it. Vimtzorfim atzmo. And if he did it for... change the text over here. Vafilu tzorfim atzmo. Even if he did it for himself, he could do it. And remember we said when you exchange money, what was the rule? How do you exchange it?
You have to add another
quarter.
Yeah.
But here, ain't a mosif chomish. You don't add. Why? Shein zederech pidyon. This is not a regular pidyon. It's not considered a regular redemption. And the commentaries say the source of this Rambam is not known.
Whoa.
This Rambam said it on his own.
Whoa.
As opposed to other times when you redeem it. It's interesting, you could debate why, but you know, he's only doing it to make it easier for him, and I guess there's no other reason to redeem it, so it's not called a redemption.
I thought we said Rambam doesn't usually source things anyway. So
no, but we know the sources. If I would bother with you, I would go all the every footnote says it's this Gemara, this Gemara, this thing.
You mean the author?
But the editor wrote this. There's no source, no Gemara.
Says the Rabbi Akiva did it for Rabbi Gamliel. Says in the Mishnah.
Yeah, and why? What was the explanation?
Doesn't say.
Okay. All right.
Sorry,
now, on the other hand,
Charlie had a question.
Yeah,
I realize this is the second redemption by exchange. He's already redeemed it for money. Now he's going for a higher quality coin. But if the reason he's doing it is because it lightened the load, then why wouldn't he let the guy redeem his apples to lighten the load and not have to add a fifth so I can take it?
Because this is that's the primary redemption.
But the reason
this is secondary. Secondary
just,
redemption
it's
is
not
already different.
Practical to take all those apples.
Well, listen, there is a thing of giving a chomesh, and that's redemption. He is saying, I can't give him a reason. He's saying, she'ain's there. This is not the way of redemption. And you have to ask the Rambam what it meant. When I don't want to schlep the apples, that's clearly
yeah, I know, I've been there.
That's clearly redemption.
I will ask next time.
So he's saying it's not derech pidia. I don't understand
it
either.
We just did the halakha, or you did have to pay the chomesh. What did it say there?
In English.
What?
We did it. This is not what we learned recently.
I understand.
What does it say there? What was the reason?
I don't remember
what it was.
These pages are making me nuts. It was in the chapter before, no?
Any questions, Sam? When we learned that you do have to have 25%.
What was the rationale?
What was the rationale?
Oh, with the coin.
Where was that? One second. Okay, I don't know.
Okay, I missed it.
I remember I had it. It's
well, Monday was early. Monday was in the
Okay, I can't find anything. All right, let's just move ahead. I want to finish this parak. Okay, Yud Dalet. Yeah, haporet sela mimos meiser sheni. A person who is exchanging a sela of money of meiser sheni. Okay, and he wants to exchange it for smaller coins, smaller ones made out of copper. Bein b'Yerushalayim, whether he's doing Yerushalayim, bein chutzal Yerushalayim, lo yitzafenu kulo b'mosachos. You shouldn't exchange them all for copper coins. Right? That would be 192 copper coins per, what did we say? I think it's per seller, right?
Yes.
Don't do them all in one shot. Now, of course, you know, you do need to exchange them when you're in Shalim because you can't buy, you know, you're going
to
buy an ice cream for a sella. It, you know, only costs maybe 3 prutos, whatever, right? Three copper coins.
So
you say, don't do the whole thing because you don't need the whole thing, right? And it's also not honorable for the Meiser Sheni. It's more Meiser honorable to redeem it on another higher quality coin. So therefore, we make a compromise. El b'shekel mos kez. Now remember, 2 shekels make up a sella. So if you have a sella, you want to break a sella, break the sella into 1 shekel, that's still silver, and to 96 copper coins. So at least you're redeeming it a little lower, as it were. Shekel mos nechoshes. So here you're not redeeming it, you're just breaking change.
Yeah.
So you break, so you come in with a, it's like you're coming with $100, so don't break it up into 101s, you know, break it up into a 50 and to 51s. Final halacha tesvav, okay, is a combination now of the guy redeeming fruits and coins at the same time. Okay, now let's say you've got some fruits that are Meiser Sheni fruits, and you have all kinds of different crops, so you've redeemed some, you got cash, you still have not redeemed some. Now you want to redeem the fruits and the cash that redeem another one together on something else. Can you do that? Okay? Mutar lechalal kesef meiser in Paris. You may make profane money of meiser sheni. That's already money that redeemed a previous.
The second time.
Yeah? Together with fruits the first time.
Right.
Meiser ala kesef. In Paris, meiser ala kesef. Onto silver. You can do that. But it only under certain circumstances. And he'll say the rule and then he'll give the example. If the fruit's value is less than a dinar and the rest will go for the coinage, then it can be done. But if the fruits was already could be exchanged for a dinar, then don't exchange it with the money. He'll explain. Exchange it separately. Do the fruit separately and then exchange the money separately. Okay, Kate, so let's have an example. And the reason for that is because you don't really want to exchange money with money. Okay, we'll see. He's going to give an example. Kate, so hayelo perish of a dinar. Let's say he had the fruits were worth 1 dinar. Okay, and the shlosha dinarim shel meiser, and his 3 dinarim of meiser sheni. So now those fruits can be exchanged right on a dinar. They can be held on their own. And we'd prefer to redeem the fruit if it's redeemable on a good coin, on a silver coin, on its own. We'd want to do that. But you got 3 of Meiser. So, Eina Machalakos, don't do it all on a sella, which is bigger. It's going to be 4 dinarim as a sella. Don't exchange it all for 1 sella. Rather, exchange the fruit for 1 dinar and the money for the 3 dinars. Let's say you only have a half a dinar of fruits, the chatzi dinar mos and half a dinar of mos, then mechal shemal dinar echad. Then you do them on one,
yeah,
because now it's a better quality, yeah, coin that you're doing that you couldn't do it on its own. Therefore, you generally do them separately, but if you can't, then you put them together. And that ends the chapter.
The answer is 13. It's chapter 4.
And we will resume the Rambam in 2.5 weeks, because God willing, I'll be going on vacation next week for 2 weeks. So you're getting the heads up before the bulletin. Except you. So we're going to warmer climates on Sunday, God willing. So we'll be away for 2 weeks. I'll be away one Shabbos, and we'll be 2 weeks. So we ended the fifth chapter, and we are...